Hello and welcome to ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting with Discovery Institute Center for Science and Culture in Seattle, Washington. We have on the show with us today again Dr. Wolf Eckhard-Loenig, a senior scientist who recently retired from the Department of Molecular Plant Genetics at the Max Planck Institute for Plant Breeding Research, and we're going to be again discussing his book, The Evolution of the Long-Necked Giraffe, What Do We Really Know? Testing the Theories of Gradualism, Macromutation, and Intelligent Design. In the last podcast, we talked with Dr. Loenig about how the recurrent laryngeal nerve does not demonstrate that the long-necked giraffe evolved by Darwinian evolution and does not refute intelligent design. And I'd like to pick up this podcast talking about a new topic of sexual selection. Now, another argument that's been used to explain the evolution of the giraffe's neck is sexual selection. Can that explain the giraffe's long neck?
Concerning sexual selection, I would first point out that in most cases, as one of the German authors critical of neo-Darwinian evolution has pointed out, stands in definite opposition to natural selection, because conspicuously colored males, like a bird, preferentially fall victims to the animals. Think of the peacock with its beautiful feathers. It's very often good prey for a tiger. So if that were really sexual selection, it would be very unfortunate for natural selection. It would be better that peacock would not have been seen and the tiger would not have found and eaten it. Well, the basic point is that sexual selection itself is debatable. And the second point is that in a rather new paper, giraffe specialists like Mitchell have come to the conclusion sexual selection is not the cause of the long-necked giraffe. It's Mitchell et al., 2009. Sexual selection is not the origin of long-necked giraffes. That's a special paper by giraffe specialists which argue that sexual selection is not a convincing explanation for the origin of the long-necked giraffe. There is always head clubbing which is mentioned, but head clubbing may not be the cause of the long-necked giraffe, but it is there and can be used for fights between male giraffes. So there is much debate about sexual selection, but no proof that it really has anything to do with the origin of the long-necked giraffe.
Finally, Dr. Loenig, you talk about in your book intelligent design as a possible explanation for the origin of the giraffe's long neck. So if it's not Darwinian evolution, is intelligent design a scientifically testable explanation that can explain the origin of the giraffe's neck?
Very good question. In my book, I have pointed out two old and completed new research projects as deduced from the ISD theory. And I have enumerated 12 different points which can be done and should be done, because we should be clearly aware of the fact that there are many open questions concerning physiological functions and the functions of some anatomical details which should be further investigated. I think that the paleontological research should be boosted under the ID viewpoint. To quote the headlines, the genomes of Okapi and Giraffa should be completely sequenced, systematically compared, and the differences determined. Some fully new DNA sequences as well as numerous modified sequences can be expected. Research should focus on the gene functions and sequences of the numerous anatomical and peculiarities of the long-necked giraffe, as, for example, the application of neck vertebrae. This is one of the points which are made by one of the best giraffe researchers working about the giraffe at present, Solunias. And he says the giraffe has 8 cervical vertebrae. What are the limits of accidental genetic alterations in giraffe's microevolution? The question of irreducible complex systems should be raised concerning giraffe. Are there any? And if so, what do they consist of? Of course, the question of specified complexity, or the irreducibly complex system, that's the expression which is used by Behe, and he has defined it clearly, and specified complexity was by Dembski, should be thoroughly researched. The question of specified complexity on both levels, probabilistic complexity, conditionally independent patterns for gene functions, gene cascades, organs, and organ systems. The question of similar or identical systems in the long-necked giraffe compared to other known or yet unknown bionic and cybernetic structures and functions in engineering should be researched. it is very probable that we can still learn a lot from the giraffe's anatomic and physiological constructions. Then, of course, research into the question of similar identical systems on the information theory level. The origin of biological information is the point which has been discussed by Stephen Meyer. The question, to what extent DNA functions can explain ontogenesis? What are the explanatory limitations of gene functions and gene sequences? A question which is often forgotten in evolutionary biology of today. I have also noted Lambrecht's concept of inter- and interspecific genes and the arguments for a plasmatic gene regulation system. This is another large research program. Well, studies on the modification, epigenesis, and spontaneous mutations should be investigated. Population size and Haldane's dilemma. You know that in all these large mammals, you have comparatively small population sizes, not the billions and billions of individuals you have in bacteria. Well, the further investigation of the selectionist explanations, including hypothesis of sexual selection, these things could be further investigated, some old and some completely new research projects as deduced from the ID theory. These are the main points which I have discussed in that book.
Well, Dr. Lodig, we really appreciate the work that you have done on the long-necked giraffe, and I would encourage our readers to read his book to get the full argument. Again, the book is titled The Evolution of the Long-Necked Giraffe. This is ID the Future. I'm Casey Luskin, broadcasting from Seattle. Thanks for listening.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute. For more information, visit www.intelligentdesign.org or www.idthefuture.com.